spider webs.
Now, is that the same thing you might see out in the yard, like between...
I don't think so. We call them cobwebs, don't we? Mm-hmm.
Cobwebs.
In the house around about. I tell you, I hate to walk in a spider web on a tree limb.
Oh, yeah.
Get all your feet.
Yeah.
What do you call that part of a tree, you know, that grows underground?
Stumps?
Yeah. What about a few different kinds of trees that grow around here?
Well, we have cedar trees, we have oak trees, pine trees, maple trees, poplar trees, cotton trees, sycamore.
Sassafras tree.
Sassafras. And holly trees, mm-hmm. Cedar trees.
Wild cherry.
What?
Wild cherry.
Wild cherry, yeah.
You got a lot of them there.
Silver leaf poplar.
What about have you ever heard of a bush growing around here, got bright red berries on it, and old people used to use them for tanning leather, something like that?
Berries on it?
Mm-hmm. Got red berries on it, bright red berries.
For tanning leather?
Yeah. Something called shoemake or...
It's a shoemake.
Yeah, we got shoemake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She went out there, got one. She went somewhere in that hot first house there. Mm-hmm. Got one and two out there in her yard. I wouldn't wear she wanted to. And they went and make a shade.
What about the stuff that, you know, if you get in it, it'll make your skin break out and itch?
That's poison oak.
Poison oak?
My daughter. She didn't have to even touch it. That girl in the family, she was dead.
Is that right?
And she'd break out, and boy, well, she had to take shots for it. Mm. It'd get all over her just before you know it.
Some people are real sensitive to that.
And you know what I can do? I worked clearing land in the bottoms and everything around the point. No one ever had a break out on me in my life. Mm-hmm. But she just sensitive to it, you know. Yeah.
Well, what about some different types of berries that grow around here?
Bright berries, dew berries, and strawberries, and elderberries.
What about red berries?
Raspberries, and we used to grow raspberries. They make a good pie now. Do you ever eat a raspberry pie?
Yeah. What about huckleberries?
Mm-hmm. We got some bright berries out here now, but I mean it's some dry. It's wild berries. Mm-hmm. We used to pick them every year, but we haven't in a good many years. Because, you know, several years.
Oh, yeah.
We have a drought.
What about if you know the berries aren't good to eat? Some of them might kid you. You say those berries are...
poison, I guess.
You have any kind of laurel that grows around here?
What?
Laurel, like mountain laurel, something like that?
I don't know.
Don't have any of that?
I don't know.
Now what about rhododendron? None of that? What about this big tree that has these,
acorns?
No, this one's got these big shiny green leaves and big white flowers, you know.
Oh, that's a
magnolia
tree. It's something here in Memphis. We talked about it the other day. Mm-hmm. They in bloom now, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't people buy them her from nurseries in Memphis?
Yeah.
They don't grow naturally.
They
grow
them
from nurseries.
Do they, you know of any place that